the last year, Adele, how's it been?
Awful, you know. It's hard actually to describe because, you know, burying your child at 17, no parent should ever have to bury their child at that age, and especially for something so cheap and so deadly, that, you know, legal high drug or psychoactive substance. But I mean, it never leaves you. It's there rattling around my head every day, 24 hours a day, you know, even in your sleep. You know, before you go to sleep, you're thinking about Adam and you're getting wee memories, or that you're thinking of the other side of it, you know, the night that he actually died, and, you know, how awful it would have been for him because nobody, none of his family were there to help him, you know. And it's been horrendous, you know. It's like a nightmare that you hope you'll wake up from, but in reality, as you know, it's happened and he's gone and you've lost him and he's never coming back. And I mean, that's so hard to deal with. You know, I miss him so much. I mean, you know, it's words can't explain what it feels like. I really can't.
It must be very difficult to know that your son died and they used the term that the substance was legal. Mm-hmm. That must be hard to swallow.
Oh, every time I hear the word legal, it nearly makes me physically sick, you know, because I think how can something that's defined as legal but yet so deadly and toxic, you know, how can they get away with calling it legal, you know? It absolutely disgusts me, you know. And, you know, the whole concept of these legal high drugs, you know, they're so easily accessed. And, you know, it's soul-destroying because, you know, kids can get their hands on them. It's going to keep continuing, you know. And it doesn't bear thinking about because it's like playing Russian roulette. Every time someone uses, you don't know if that one's going to be toxic, a wee bit more toxic than the last one, but toxic enough to stop your heart and to kill you. So, you know.
And what was Adam like before he took legal highs and when he was taking them?
Adam was a great wee fella, you know. He was a lovely wee boy. He was a great wee character, you know. He was very well loved by all the family and all his friends as well. You know, everywhere he went, everybody knew him. And he had real zest for life, you know. He was fun-loving. He had the most fantastic wee personality. And he was very, very caring and very loving too. But when the drugs kicked in, you know, obviously, he started off with cannabis, so I had very strong views about cannabis. I personally viewed it as a gateway drug because it opened the floodgates for my child to progress to different drugs and eventually ended up with legal highs or psychoactive substances. But once the drugs started kicking in, and especially once it came to the stage where he was using legal highs, I mean, he was an absolute mess, God help him. He had turned into a wee boy that, you know, he was quite lost in the middle of it all because it had changed his whole personality, his whole character. You know, he would have been, his moods would have been shocking. He wouldn't have been eating properly. So disturbing and upsetting as a parent to watch your own child or find out that they've actually been self-harming and cutting the arms of themselves. And even more upsetting to find, you know, your child telling you they were suicidal and wanted to die. You know, he was depressed. Times he couldn't sleep properly. There's other times where he slept the clock around the pen and what he was using or coming down or on a, you know, if it was still in the system. And it just totally changed. It was like looking at a different child, you know. It just wasn't the same wee Adam anymore, you know. And it would have made him aggressive as well, you know, and quite volatile with his, you know, behaviour and his attitudes. And he was just, it just destroyed every bit of him.
Why do you feel it's so important to talk about it and about legal highs?
I think children and parents also need to be aware as well, because unless you've been exposed to it, you're not going to be aware so much, you know. I'm very highly sensitised now, obviously, because I have lost my child to psychoactive substances, but I feel it's important that children know the dangers and they're aware. Because the fact that the terminology legal instantly gives them the wrong message. It's making them think that these are safe to use, that it's okay. And they don't realise, because a child's not going to actually research like I have. I've had to educate myself when I found out, when I found the first legal high packet in my son's room, had no clue what it was, had no understanding, no comprehension, and I had to start educating myself and trying to understand what this was and what was it going to do to my son. And kids are not going to go that far. They're just going to see this brightly coloured package, maybe hear their mates brag, no, and I took that, I got a real high and I felt brilliant. And they're not going to go any further than that to see that it's full of poisonous, toxic chemicals that are deadly. And, you know, the kids in general, when they're taking drugs, tend to think they're invincible. You know, I would have had aired my views on Adam in a dignified manner when I realised what he was doing, and like, you need to stop taking these. And he was, but they're legal, Mum. You know, instantly that was his comeback. And I says, they might call them that, but they're full of poisons, you know, they're toxic and they're deadly. But he couldn't, he thought he was invincible. And sadly, so many other children that are using drugs think the same. So kids need to know how dangerous these are. They need to be fully aware, and parents as well. And, you know, also, you know, going through that journey with Adam as a parent and his dad and other family members, you know, it rips families apart, you know. So parents need to know as well that, you know, they need to try and get support to help them through dealing with it, and also obviously get their child help, hopefully if they want help, because that's a very tricky one as well, because not every child that's doing drugs wants to engage with getting help to try and get off them, and especially with psychoactive substances, because the chemicals that they're putting into them, half of them can't be identified, they're unknown. But the sort of downside is that they are so addictive that it's like a downhill spiral, and it's like a hamster on a treadmill going round and round and round. Inside they probably do want to get clean, but the addictive nature of it has a stronger pull.
Adam was still a child. He wasn't old enough to buy cigarettes. He wasn't old enough to buy alcohol. But yet he could buy these. He could access these substances.
Yeah.
Surely, as a mother, you find that unacceptable.
Oh, it's disgusting. I mean, absolutely, totally, nearly makes me physically sick. The thought that my child was able to access these when he was still a child, you know, and I mean. Kids can buy these as cheap as £7 or less, you know, and for something that's so cheap, you know, to actually, you know, my son's lying up in Clandeboy Cemetery now, you know, that's where I have to go if I want to spend time with him. And it's so wrong, and it's so unfair, and so cruel, because he was just 17 with the whole future ahead of him. He was at grammar school, he was an intelligent wee boy, he had a bright future, but legal high drugs stamped that clean out, and, you know, took his life and ended every goal or dream or aspiration he would have had or might have had in the future was gone, just like that.
And the night he died, I understand he didn't actually have that much, there wasn't that much of the substance.
Adam and two other youths actually purchased 1.5 gram. Legal high, it was called Sky High, from a drug dealer in Newton Arts, which absolutely horrifies me. And they shared that, smoking it in a makeshift bong. And that 1.5 gram between three was toxic enough and deadly enough to take my son's life.
In terms of the legislation, obviously you would like to see it come in.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I embrace legislation coming in, because legislation is good, you know, for... you know, obviously means that head shops then can't run and operate, which is a good intervention. But because I've been doing my own research over the past year, I've become very aware that the legislation down south isn't actually effective. It's not working. It actually appears to be that drugs are more easily available than what they were previous to their ban, blanket ban. So that concerns me greatly. Now, I am aware that the legislation for Northern Ireland for the ban is delayed, which, as a parent that has lost a child, has upset me and made me feel a bit distressed, a bit angry. However, I am aware that it needs to be done properly, 100%. It needs to be robust, up to spec. It needs to be fit for purpose, to leave no room for manoeuvrability. But meanwhile, while it's not there, it's leaving room for kids still to die, and that upsets me, the thought of that, that, you know. But I've also major, major concerns that... the legislation, the ban's not going to be enough, because online sales is rife. And from what I've been told, because I've had the previous dealings with MLAs and stuff, as far as I've been led to believe, there's nothing that can be done there to stop these sites selling. Now, that absolutely disgusts me, you know, that to the extent of you have to rein yourself in on what you might say, because it's so upsetting to think that they can get away with still selling these, and nobody seems to be able to do anything to shut these sites down. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, it's wrong in this day and age. I don't understand why something can't be done to stop these sites from selling. You know, they're out there, there's thousands, hundreds of them, and nobody seems to be able to do anything to stop that. That, you know, it's... You may as well stand on the street corner. If it's as easy as that, that they still can't stop them being sold online, kids can click a button and access them just like that. You know, what's the point?